The psychiatric profession was eager to appropriate anything that gave the impression of decisive scientific action. In 1928, the Viennese physician Manfred Sackel was treating a diabetic patient who also happened to be a schizophrenic. In the effort to manage the diabetes, he accidentally gave the patient an overdose of the recently discovered hormone insulin and was surprised to find that the mental symptoms appeared to have undergone a remission. He then embarked on an ambitious program of insulin therapy with non-diabetic schizophrenics. The insulin produced a dramatic fall in blood sugar, and the brain was briefly deprived of essential ingredients in normal physiological function. The patient began to sweat profusely, and that was made for psychiatric profession was eager to appropriate anything that gave the impression of decisive scientific action. In 1928, the Viennese physician Manfred Sackel was treating a diabetic patient who also happened to be a schizophrenic. In the effort to manage the diabetes, he accidentally gave the patient an overdose of the recently discovered hormone insulin, and was surprised to find that the mental symptoms appeared to have undergone a remission. Then embarked on an ambitious program of insulin therapy with non-diabetic schizophrenics. The insulin produced a dramatic fall in blood sugar, and the brain was briefly deprived of an essential ingredient for normal physiological function. The patient began to sweat profusely, and as the blood sugar fell, major convulsions followed.